Okay. This is Barry Alden. I'm about to reveal what's happening to the Earth. I'm calling it the Venus Syndrome. This is copyright Barry Alden, August 31st, 2015, and Great OutdoorsCanada.com. I'm trying to relay to you, the listeners, that I've been tracking carbon dioxide in the atmosphere since 1969. I have a lot of info on it, from magazine articles. Some of them were written by NASA engineers. Carbon dioxide is forming a complete blanket over the Earth. This is what is causing the extreme heat here in British Columbia, in the lower Fraser Valley and the mainland and up the coast. The only thing that you can do is plant trees. The government should plant trees en masse because there's too much oil around the world. Carbon dioxide, when the oil evaporates from the ocean, it forms a big blanket over the Earth. So what we're going to have, we can run out of oxygen in 5 to 8 years in certain parts of the Earth. It affects the fish coming in with carbonic acid, all the salmon coming in. The rivers are stagnant here in the valley, in the Fraser Valley in British Columbia. The sloughs have got an undergrowth and a growth on top of algae. The birds can't even get to the bottom. I was out on the Fraser River a couple of days ago, and the geese were standing on the bank. They didn't even fly up when I approached them. Their feathers are gaunt. They're not getting enough food to eat. And I think that the salmon are going to be in tough shape when they come up the river. But apparently the springs that are in the Vetter right now are fairly good. But the Fraser, to my knowledge, is closed. As of this date, I don't know if they're going to open it. The sockeye are done. They're slowly moving up. I think there's going to be a massive fish kill, and there was a big sturgeon kill, I think, downriver from eating salmon. Things are going to change in this world. The taking out of and burning down of the South American rainforest was the start of it back in the 60s, and it's gone on and on and on. There's too much oil in the world. It's giving off carbon dioxide, and the scientists now, local scientists, say we have to get seawater into the clouds. It's called the cloud radiation project. They want to bounce the sun's rays back to Earth. The Venus Syndrome is, what I'm calling it is the Venus Syndrome, because Venus, in 1969, they had the temperature of 800 degrees Fahrenheit. It was surrounded on the planet by a carbon dioxide and methane gas blanket. And there was no oxygen on Venus in 1969. So I've been tracking it all these years, and I think that this is going to happen to Earth. We could run out of oxygen within 5 to 8 years.
Thank you, Barry.